This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Tonight we've got two games on the schedule, starting with the Pistons and the Warriors. The Warriors are favored by 14.5. Total is 215 and a hook. Jenks, do you ever bet on these big spreads? Honestly, I feel like I never bet on these.
No, I just can't bring myself to do it. I was looking at this game earlier, and 14.5 is a monster number. Now, the Warriors are awesome at home. They're 14-6-1 against the number. That's second best in the NBA. But they come in having lost 5 of 7. They're not playing good basketball. We know the Pistons aren't a good team, but 14.5 is such a massive number. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll bet Warriors minus 1,200 on the money line. I saw this game and immediately thought, I am not betting on this at all. I know Steph Curry is back. Draymond is still out with a calf injury. But even Steph has not been playing great basketball. He remains in sort of a slump, and I know we assume that he's going to break out of it soon, and he will, but this has been the most prolonged slump he's had, Chelsea, in his entire career. So am I laying 14.5 with the Warriors? No way.
So there's other ways to play this, obviously, and yeah. We have looked at unders all season long for Golden State, most notably just because their defense is so good. But when you're talking about a game with blowout potential, like, do you look at unders, or do you think that there's just too much volatility there?
For me, particularly when you're talking about this matchup, there's just way too much volatility. And again, as we always say, the Warriors, there's never any value on the Warriors. Now, if you think they're going to cover, go for it. But you're never getting value on the Warriors because people love betting on Golden State. It's like the Chiefs, when the Chiefs were, and now they're starting to cover again. But there was that year and a half right when they were winning the Super Bowl where there were monster spreads and they were just covering all the time because you thought Chiefs, you thought Patrick Mahomes, and they just beat up on people. And it's the same thing with the Warriors. You think Warriors, you think Steph Curry, and they beat up on people. But that's not necessarily the case now after that red-hot start to the season. The market is caught up with the Warriors. I don't think there's value there, so this is a total stay away for me. I just see red flags all over the place. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to bet the NBA slate tonight, Chelsea. We'll talk about Wolves Knicks too, but I just don't like the slate.
Well, there's only two games, and a lot of times when there's only two games to choose from, like, it makes it tough, and you never want to force your hand at a bet if you don't like it. But the Warriors are starting the homestand where they're playing 7 games in a row at home. Maybe it's a get-right spot for Steph Curry because he's been a little hot and cold as of late. He is still the favorite to win MVP at plus 150 over at BetMGM, but Giannis is creeping up the leaderboard at plus 350. And of course, Kevin Durant moving much further down at plus 1400. He's going to be missing the next 4 to 6 weeks. So how has the MVP discussion, kind of shifted in your eyes? Jokic actually has the third best odds, which for me, I think he's out just because the Nuggets are not a good team.
I still like Jokic. I know I'm looking for value here, and I know the Nuggets aren't a good team, but they're what? Couple games over 500 now. They've started to play better. I think they'll get a little bit healthier as the season has gone on. If they can play better basketball, and this is where you're really rolling the dice, is this who they are? Are they a team that's going to hover around 500? But if they can make a push, Chelsea, this is a team that you'll look at Jokic and say, my God, what he's doing is unbelievable. The only reason, and Mike Malone said this, remember last week when he said, you're not respecting what this guy is doing. He is putting up, once again, incredible MVP numbers. The only reason why he is not at shorter odds is because the Nuggets aren't winning more. But if they do, if you believe in the Nuggets for the rest of the season, I still think there's value on Jokic.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Right now, we are diving into the mini slate in the NBA, just 2 games. And later in this segment, we're diving into pros versus Joes in the NFL. So let's move on to the Wolves and the Knicks. The Wolves are favored in this one, -1.5. Total is 211.5. The Knicks are on the back end of a back-to-back. They lost to the Hornets last night, 97-87. And the Wolves, pretty hot right now, winning 5 of their last 7 games. So would you be willing to trust the Wolves on the road here as favorites?
God, I guess. If you're making me choose a side, I'm choosing Wolves. But I was looking at this matchup. Listen how even this matchup is. This is why this spread is so short. The T-Wolves are 21-22. The Knicks are 22-22. They've split their last two meetings against the spread this season. Minnesota is 23-20. The Knicks are 21-23. I mean, this is about as even as it gets from all the different metrics that you can look at. I would give the slight edge to the T-Wolves because they're 12-5 in their last 17 against the number, and they're playing a bit better basketball, as you mentioned. But outside of that, again, this is a coin flip to me. I would lean Minnesota, but, man, it's so evenly split when you look at everything. I'm going to stay away again. I just can't force myself to do it tonight.
Right. And looking at the T-Wolves, I just feel like you get a little bit more value on a team that people probably are sleeping on a bit. And like I said, they've been hot as of late. They have some good young stars. Anthony Edwards, usually good for 20 points or so. And of course, Karl Anthony Towns.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.